Pulpit Power and Politics. I'm Fred Bottomer with Report on Religion. Charismatic Christians are hoping to help former President Trump win a tight election.
You can't make America great again until you restore an awakening with God again.
Under a massive circus tent in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, Lance Wall now is the ringleader, preaching Christian nationalism and political activism to a rapturous following.
Unless you learn how to mobilize and how to move in at a local level, then you're letting the devil dominate your culture.
Wall now, 68, is a business consultant, self-proclaimed prophet and firebrand influencer in the growing charismatic Christian movement. He views Trump as a once-in-a-thousand-years figure, flawed yet divinely chosen to navigate chaotic times.
I caught that idea in 2015 when I first met Trump. And I got a lot of pushback after he got elected because they were searching around for how could the evangelicals justify voting for some barbaric character like Trump?
CBS News correspondent Major Garrett.
Wall now admits that Trump, twice divorced and roundly accused of other moral failings, does not align with traditional evangelical expectations.
I said, listen, give the guy some time. He doesn't know who we are, but his values resonate with our community. God's raising up an outsider.
Wall now headlines the so-called Courage Tour, a religious roadshow that aims to mobilize religious conservatives to vote and serve as election workers in key counties.
What we are seeing here today is the most targeted and tactical voter mobilization effort done by Christian nationalists ever.
Matthew Taylor has written extensively about this new form of religious activism that fuses political outcomes with divine intervention.
What is the political import, possibly, in the 2024 election of events like this?
Well, if Trump wins, then that becomes a part of the impetus that Donald Trump can say, I don't just have a Democratic mandate, I have a divine mandate.
As for their impact on the election, God only knows.
With Report on Religion, Fred Bottomer, CBS News.